fleeing the fighting. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. A long convoy of vehicles is heading out of the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where some of the greatest suffering during the war with Russia has occurred. Humanitarian corridors have also opened in Kyiv. The capital took heavy fire yesterday.
Again, there was heavy shelling. That shelling coming largely from tanks which are stalled, as we understand it, at a closest about 9 miles from the city center of Kyiv. But that is plenty within range of those tank guns. Obviously, Kyiv has seen missile strike after missile strike too, and the targets continue to include civilian ones. There were civilians killed.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Bulgaria, a NATO ally. He's urging Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the conflict.
He's passed by a number of opportunities to off-ramp, de-escalate, and try to settle this through negotiations.
Ukraine's president is renewing his calls for direct dialogue with Putin. We don't know what caused the crash of a U.S. military plane in Norway, but bad weather may have been a factor. The plane went down during a training exercise, killing 4 U.S. soldiers. That's according to Norway's prime minister. He was elected to Congress in 1973 and was in the midst of his 25th term when he died yesterday. Alaska Republican Don Young was 88. During the height of the pandemic, he said this on the House floor.
I've been in this House longer than anybody else. I've served with you longer than anybody else has served with you. I love this institution.
Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan called Young a dear friend and mentor and a man of the people. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Deal or no deal? We may soon find out if the Iran nuclear agreement will be revived. Negotiations are said to be down to the final issues. This as Israel unveils a new warning.
Israel's foreign minister and prime minister are warning the United States against removing Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. This is what they write, quote, "The IRGC is a terrorist organization that has murdered thousands of people, including Americans. We refuse to believe that the U.S. would remove its designation as a terrorist organization and do so in exchange for a promise not to harm Americans." Sources briefed on the consideration say the Biden administration has made no decisions on this yet.
Fox's Rich Edson. It's been nearly a week since a cargo ship ran aground in the Chesapeake Bay, and the ship's operator says there's now a plan to refloat it. It just has to be approved by authorities. The idea is to lighten the ship's load and dredge some of the mud around the ship. All available tugboats are being mobilized to join the operation. Booze is coming back to some American Airlines flights.
The carrier was one of the last holdouts and will start selling alcoholic beverages on many domestic flights next month, a plan it put off last year in an effort to tamp down on unruly passenger behavior. Airlines suspended food and beverage service during the pandemic and have taken different approaches to bring back alcohol sales in coach sections. Flight attendants and federal aviation officials say that mass-related disputes and alcohol have both played a role in the rise in onboard incidents since last year. American will resume selling beer, wine, and spirits on domestic flights over 250 miles on April the 18th, just as a federal mandate requiring masks on flights and in airports is slated to expire.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.